So your father was a provincial fire marshal for the province, but he started off as a fire...
He was a firefighter in 1928, 29, something like that.
In Westminster?
New Westminster. Mm-hmm. He had been a spare firefighter for three or four years prior to that. 1940, he went to the provincial fire marshal's office and worked to 1956, he became the provincial fire marshal. Mm-hmm.
So then he lived in Victoria or
no, New West.
Still in New West.
Always lived in New West. My mother's family. Matter of fact, they're doing a history of Coquitlam right now.
Oh,
Burke Whitlam.
Oh, Burke Whitlam.
Burke Whitlam. Burnaby Coquitlam is where she lived. North Road. She's living there now.
Oh, yeah.
And their original house was the house on Sullivan. The Gables, they called it. It's a great big 7 or 8 or 10 bedroom home.
Mm-hmm.
Still right on the corner, Sullivan and North Road.
Can't think where that which one is Sullivan?
One back of Cameron. Cameron's where the recreation center is. One north of that
north
is Sullivan.
Oh, the one that's blocked off a bit now.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
And a great big house there was their original house.
Mm. And so she would have been born there, what, turn of the century, I guess, right?
No, she's from Scotland.
Oh, she's from Scotland.
Yeah. But my grandfather was, I never knew him. He was a counselor in Coquitlam.
Oh, yeah.
And had a service station on North Road, just right where Denny's restaurant is right now.
Mm.
North Road in Austin, actually on the other side, on the north side of Austin.
Mm-hmm.
He was murdered there in 1934.
Really?
Yeah.
In just a robbery or
something? I guess politically motivated. I don't know.
Really?
Maybe. He was a hardline CCFer.
Yeah.
Some good, interesting people in that area to talk to about the history of Burnaby, because Cap Hobbs, who's in his 70s, he remembers everything that went on. You want to talk to him? Talk your ear off, and he's available at the New Westminster Bicycle Store in Saverton.
At Cap's Bicycle.
Cap's Bicycle.
Yeah. Well, that's a kind of an institution in itself, that
store,
isn't it?
His museum is now out in Port Coquitlam. He'll be ready to open it pretty soon.
Oh, really?
He's taken everything out of the basement and put it in a beautiful warehouse.
Yeah.
It's
a sort of bicycle museum, isn't it?
Well, it's not bicycles. It's just everything Mum used to and Grandma used to use.
Oh, really?
Old washing machines.
Yeah.
Everything you could imagine.
So is he, this... Burke Whitlam area. It's kind of it's always interested me why that name came up, Burke Whitlam.
Burnaby Coquitlam.
Yeah. Yeah, but do you know, like, was it a separate kind of area away from everything else? In
yeah,
that time?
From what I remember, both of my grandparents lived on North Road.
Right.
R.C. McDonald, he used to own a shoe store in New Westminster,
mm-hmm.
and was a excuse me, I think he was an MLA.
Mm-hmm.
Copping. I just talked to Bill Copping down in, he used to own Copping Motors.
Mm-hmm.
And these old guys are still kicking around, and they're always talking about what it was like in Burke Whitlam.
So where would there have been like a shopping area of Burke Whitlam then?
No, I think that all you would most probably have found there was a little red schoolhouse at Austin.
Oh, yeah.
And North Road, and the Tom Douglas Shell service station called Vancouver Golf Club Service.
Yeah.
Vancouver Golf Club was built in 1910.
There?
Yeah.
Is that, I didn't realize it had been there that long.
Yeah. And that was, and nothing else was there.
Right. Where is the little red schoolhouse?
It's gone. That's where Denny's is. That's where Denny's is right now.
Yeah, right. And then your father-in-law had the garage across the road.
Yeah, they just tore down my uncle's two houses and to build an apartment.
I know those houses just went because I just saw the other day they weren't there anymore.
Those were our houses. Those were my uncle's houses.
Oh, yeah. So it was just a kind of little community right by the crossroads.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's always interesting to me. You can see where Lougheed Highway and Austin and that go through, there were some older roads that have been kind of chopped off and cut off in there, and I often wondered.
I think you'd see government would be one of them.
Yeah.
It was there a long time. Austin Road, Alderson, Rochester, the Rochester Road, and Como Lake Road.
Mm-hmm. they were just sort of more or less narrow roads getting to the back country up there.
Yeah, but yeah, I think you should, a person like Cap Hobbs to talk about that area would be an important person.
His name, how do you spell his last name?
H-O-B-B-I-S.
Mm-hmm. He must be quite old now.
He's 73.
I know I was just doing some records, and there's a tree down on the corner. There's a house right on the banks of the Brunette River there. On the left hand, as you're going up North Road, it's on the left hand side, just before you go over the bridge. And there's a house sort of on a bit of a rise of land there, which I was wondering if that was the original house that was built by Moody. In fact, Moody never lived in it, but there was
I don't think so. Mm. I don't think that's 685, I believe that's the number. That's a Burnaby house. All Newhouse houses except one.
Except that one house. Yeah.
I believe the borderline goes through that.
Oh, so that little house sits down there on a piece of land that's in Burnaby, is it?
Yeah. I was approached by the Canadian National Railroad historic team. Uh-huh. Oh, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, and they said, we heard you were at a train wreck. I said, well, I don't know who you'd ever hear it from, but I was only, that the date they gave me was, I said, I was only 4 years old, or five. And they said, well, we were told by a reliable source that you were there. And I said, well, I was, and I can even remember it.
you were only 4 or 5.
Yeah. There was a train wreck right at the Burnett Creek, right under the North Road overpass.
Oh, yeah.
Head-on collision with two trains. And all I really remembered was that Burnett Creek was full of oil.
Oh. What year was that?
1940.
Oh,
still little pieces of that wreck in the bush.
Is that right?
Yeah.
They just met at full speed, I guess.
Yeah. Mm. I forget what they called that wreck. There was a special name for it.
Mm. Somebody else had remembered that you were there.
I think it was some relative, something. an uncle that remembers me getting the razor strap or something for being there.
Were you living there at the time?
We didn't live far away from there.
Oh.
Not too far. Hmm. I'm gonna have to go. I don't mind talking and helping you out on anything if I can get the information.
Well, certainly been helpful with these with the names and things.
I'll just show you a couple of things on our way out that you can help. And